Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Aloha. This week's spiritual message is all about adorning. See a still mountain remaining quiet, going nowhere. But its presence is radiance. A brightness that brings clarity and passion, a cleansing fire. You are in a state of grace. It's time for stillness and inner reflection. Do not attempt to press forward in your situation or affairs. Not yet. It's rather a time to quietly let your influence be felt, not heard, not seen, but felt. You've not come to this moment of grace to put form to your future or to enhance the value of your efforts. You are to walk with grace and dignity. Head held high and be a shining light achieved through truth. A state of grace is the appropriate time of seeing, activating, and embracing the highest good for yourself, your community, and your tribe. This is a high mark. One hard to achieve and maintain, so make no great decisions or commitments from this lofty perspective. Simply see with this momentarily enhanced view and let things take their own form and fall their own way. You have nothing to do other than to be that quiet witness. The compassionate observer. Grace can be considered a small thing, yet in its smallness it is great. As we travel on this road less traveled, the role of the seeker, consider the importance of proper behavior. Good manners, ones that consider our fellows on earth and our earth herself, set the tone for how the world as a whole will be and how you will be in it. You are given this time of grace to allow the fire you feel at the base of the mountain in your guts to burn away all that is not true and that doesn't serve your highest good. This is just a moment, not a lifestyle. Move out of fear and allow yourself to let go of judgmental thoughts and seeing only the negative side of life. You're now adorned with a mantle of grace, and in this moment, you have the ability to go inside, into the beauty of spirit, to grow emotionally and spiritually. It's all there for the taking. Just allow yourself the quietude to see it. We are entering an era of great planetary change, perhaps the greatest change the Earth has ever experienced. We're moving into a time where we must adjust our actions and our thinking, living, thinking, and acting in a radically different way. The message we so often hear at this time is that we must make changes now so that our children and our children's children will have a bountiful earth on which to live. While there is great truth in this message concerning the future, it is of utmost importance that we focus on the present, for it is the present that is in need of our grace, compassion, and kindness. Our benefit comes as we use moments of clarity that are being offered to us now to adjust ourselves, adjusting our attitude and behavior, and to correct our thinking. Do not take this statement lightly. Change is in the wind. And change is required. Embrace the truth that we share every day as never before with all and everything else here. No boundaries of states or countries, of species or gender. We are at the tipping point. If we do not accept that we are all indeed of one great tribe that needs one another and feels one another, we are destined to experience more war, unemployment, hunger, crime, greed, poverty, and probable annihilation. Being with grace is a psychedelic opportunity to experience the clarity, to see through to the truth of the unity of all beings, and in so doing, to act with grace, good manners, kindness, and compassion. In these coming days, take some moments of absolute stillness, and you will see the beauty in this gift you are offered. You've worked hard and sacrificed to gain this place. Adorn yourself not with bling, fancy clothes, or real estate. Not that these things are intrinsically bad. They're not, but now is just not the time. Now is the time to adorn yourself with the jewels of humility, grace, dignity, and compassion. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Blessings. Now, I just wanted to take a moment to let everyone know I apologize for not being on the air these past couple of weeks. My father passed away June 1st, and the family has been reeling from the shock. It was sudden, quite unexpected, because his health was relatively good. And all I could conclude was that his time was up. My dad taught me many things, but all those lessons became painfully clear over these past 14 days. And now more than ever, this message today is truly what my dad in his passing also was trying to tell me. Have a great week, everyone. Cherish your relationships. Communicate with those you love, those you associate with daily, and new individuals that cross your path. Every connection has value, and you can make it ever more brilliant by being grace and acting with dignity and compassion. Have a magical day, everyone. Aloha ke akua.
Oh, Lord. stars above you. Got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bag. Try not to think just yet of me. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time for the moon city night, stir up memories. Put on my shoes and light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be there, standing with their legs around my neck. It's not easy. Back again.